Look Out, Secret 7 by Enid Blyton. Read by Sarah Green.
This book was first published by Little Brown. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. Holidays at Last. Holidays at last, said Peter, coming in at the back door and flinging his school satchel right across the kitchen. It struck the chair that the cat was lying in, and she gave a yowl of fright and disappeared at top speed through the open window. Now, what did you want to frighten old Puss for? Demanded Rachel, rolling out pastry fiercely. Sleeping there peacefully after catching mice all night in your father's barn? I didn't know she was there, said Peter. Honestly, I didn't. May I have a dig into that jam pot, Rachel? You may not, said Rachel. Where's your sister? Oh, my, holidays again and you two poking round my kitchen all the time. What a life. Rachel, you'll have two people to run your errands and scrape out dishes and tell you that your apple pie is the best in the world, said Peter. And, yes, and two people taking buns out of my tin and wanting raisins to eat at all times and asking for homemade lemonade. And Janet, Peter's sister, came running in, flung her arms round Rachel and gave her a smacking kiss. What's for dinner? She said. You two don't think of anything but food, grumbled Rachel, giving her pastry a good roll. You'd better go into the sitting room to your mother. Your godmother's with her, and if I know anything about her, she'll have brought you a present, sweets or something. Peter and Janet went at once to the sitting room. They were very fond of their godmother, Auntie.